Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham. I want to welcome you to the Monday Motivation Call. My wife and I are triple diamonds with this great company of ASEA. We've been with it now for about 3.5 years, and it has been just a fantastic ride. What we want to do each and every Monday is to be able to interview different people from where they come from. So, you know, from their success, it can be anywhere from a bronze on up to in this business, to the triple diamonds, to the ambassador diamonds. But the reason I do this each and every Monday is to make sure you get to hear the stories and with what people had to overcome for their successes. See, it's easy to see it from afar if you see them getting pinned, and sometimes we think it's easier for you because X. But when you start to hear their stories and where they come from, it tends to start to change things. But it's even better than that when we start to hear from our corporate officers or our executives on the company. When they get to share from what their vision, their perspective on the company, where we're going. Tonight, I get to interview Justin Wilson, our Vice President of Global Sales. He, just from my perspective, is not doing the best presentation I believe I've ever seen in network marketing is what Justin Wilson gave. And the reason, and it's as simple as this, it was a story. Because from his dad, the fact that his dad was successful in network marketing, the fact he was raised in this industry, but it's a kind of a cool story from just blue collar onto the wealthy pot, and to be able to also to raise your family into this, and to be able to see your son and future generations be successful in this industry for what it can glean. I asked Justin if he could come on tonight and share his perspective a little bit, so you get an understanding of who he is and get some of his background. Not only that, to get an idea of where he sees this company going. He is the man in charge at this company, and I'm glad to have him a part of this. Justin, are you with us?
Hey, Terry, can you hear me okay?
I got you, man. Thanks for taking the time, your busy schedule, to come on the call with us tonight.
Hey, it's my great pleasure. I always love to jump on the phone and share some of my feelings and thoughts about this great company. I've been involved with it now for going on 8 years, and it's really made a huge impact in my life and the lives of people I care about. I want to thank Terry for inviting me on the call. I have a great deal of respect for Terry. He's one of the hardest working guys I know, and really loves his team and supports his team in this industry, has a great vision for what this can mean for people. And I've always really identified well with Terry, and I look forward to working even closer with him in the future. So thanks again, Terry, for having me on, and maybe I'll just take a few minutes and share a little bit of my story, my background, into how I got into this industry. As Terry said, I often say that I was sponsored into network marketing by birth. I didn't really have a choice like most people had. I grew up in this industry simply because my father was a full-time network marketer my whole life. He really made a huge difference in our family's lives just from his experience. And it's kind of an interesting story because my dad was a cowboy. I grew up in a town of 500 people, very small town. Was rough life as a cowboy, took a big toll on his body and started to have some challenges at a fairly young age. Well, a friend of his one day introduced him to some natural health products. Now, my dad had never heard of anything like this before. You know, he knew he was supposed to eat his veggies and all that good stuff. But, his friend, he had enough trust in this friend that he said, listen, I'll give it a try. And his friend didn't tell him much other than, hey, Gary, I think I might have something that could help you here. Well, I have a great deal of love and respect for my dad's friend because it set him on a journey which quite literally has affected generations of our family from that one single moment. My father had great success on these products, and for him it was very simple. He felt better. It made a difference for him, and as a cowboy, life is simple. If someone helps you, you got to help someone else. And he simply started to tell his story. Now, I wouldn't say that my dad was a super great student in school. He barely made it through high school, probably more on playing football than anything else. he did his military service. But I wouldn't say that he was a super well-educated guy or, that he was a really great speaker. He just told his honest story over and over and over again. And that took him over a 20-year period with that company to the very, very top levels of a company that you would all know. And he was very successful, ended up being on the advisory council for that company. And you know, really just had an incredible experience, took him out of a small town and took him literally all over the world. Well, as often happens sometimes in this industry, you know, my father reached a point where the company that he had started with started to change and started to make decisions that really he could not identify with, and that he really started to struggle with, you know, being able to tell people and look them in the eye and say, this is the right thing for you to be a part of. It got to a point where he finally said, listen, I can't do it anymore. And he literally left at the top of his career in that company. I'll never forget it. I remember he came home from an advisory council meeting in tears and just distraught over, you know, all the people that had put their trust in him and the 20 years that he had put in, and just didn't feel like he was in the right place. And he got to the point where he literally said, okay, that's it. I'm never going to do network marketing again, which those of you who have been involved in this industry may have said once or twice before. And, you know, he wasn't sure. He was looking. He was starting to entertain other things. And oddly enough, a friend of his one day introduced him to a product that he had never seen before. My father at that time started to have some even more health challenges. It was a little later in life. And started again to feel some pretty wonderful results from this product that he was taking. And he started again. And from the very beginning, he was the first distributor of this company. That company later became about an $850 million company a year in sales. And he was the very first distributor of that company, and really literally built a legacy all over again for another 18 years. So when I say I was born in this industry, my dad really created an almost 40-year legacy that now, since he's passed away just a few years ago, has continued to bless our family, my kids, and I'm sure even my grandkids to come from the efforts and what he was able to do in this industry. And this is coming from a small-town cowboy, right, that simply went out and told his story and shared something that was of great value to him, with passion, and out of that was able to build this incredible legacy. Well, I was, from my experience, you know, as a young boy, I loved my dad, and I had great respect for him. But I still didn't, even at a young age, I didn't understand network marketing. I still had pictures of, you know, that often people do, that network marketing was a guy that puts his foot in your door and won't leave till you have a garage full of some product. Well, I learned very quickly as I started to mature and understand what my father really did, that it's much, much more than that. In fact, it became so clear to me in the days following his passing, as I started to hear back from people that I didn't even know, from places I'd never been, just simply thanking us and our family and my father for the contribution that he had made in their lives, and told us the stories of lives changed simply because, you know, if he shared something with them that made a difference. And I learned that was what true network marketing should be at that moment. Well, I was working with a great company more on the corporate side for about 13 years. I was traveling all over the world, really a great company. And I started, as they started to become a larger company, after about 13 years, I started to have some of the same feelings that my father had had years ago with his first experience. You know, I was starting to question whether I was in the right place. And it all kind of happened in an interesting time. I was starting to wonder myself whether I was in the right place or whether I was even in the right industry. And this happens around at the end of 2008. Well, as things often do, I had an opportunity through my sister. It's funny how these things happen. I really don't believe that there are any coincidences, but my sister happened to know a guy named Kurt Richards, had worked with him at her previous company, and was hearing me kind of share some of these feelings and thoughts. And she said, you know, this, my friend Kurt has just become involved with this little company on the west side of Salt Lake City, Utah, that sounds kind of interesting. It's a startup, it's brand new, but you ought to at least go down and talk to him. and see what they've got. And I don't know why I did. You know, I'd been to several presentations. I'd seen lots of companies come and go, being from Utah. But something just kind of drove me down there. And I went down to meet with Kurt. And I'll tell you guys, I was not prepared for what happened to me that day. I thought I was going down to kind of see the next big thing, you know, the next Me Too product or whatever it might be. And I walk in the door of this little office in the west side of Salt Lake City, Utah. And one of the first people I meet is Virtus Norton. Now, it's been about 8 years now since that day, but I'll tell you, I'll never forget it. I know that many of you have probably had a similar experience. It's happened to me a few times in my life where you meet someone and almost immediately you can tell that there's something very different about this person, something special. It's almost electric when you shake their hand. I don't know if it's in the eyes or what it is, but I just felt that when I shook Virtus's hand. I was so intrigued with him. He was such an interesting guy. He walks me down this little hallway to his office, same place where they're making this product, and starts to talk to me about his background. And I'll tell you, I quickly realized that I was sitting across the desk from, you know, one of the premier businessmen in the United States of America. I mean, this guy at retirement was the vice president of strategy for Kraft Foods. I'm sure many of you have seen the Genesis video. You know the story I'm talking about. But he started to share that with me, and I was shocked. I literally, my first question that came to my mind is, what are you doing here? First of all, in this little office. Second of all, network marketing? I just couldn't imagine that this guy would be involved in what he was doing. Then, of course, he started to tell me about this technology, and I was so intrigued. I'd never heard anything like this. I'd been around the block. I'd seen lots of products. But this was something that was very, very unique, and I had never even heard of the technology. But I'll tell you, what struck me the most was Virtus believed. I could tell that this guy believed to his core that this was going to change the world, and that's why he was here. That's why he decided to come out of retirement. He didn't need the money. He didn't need to do this. And yet he felt compelled to get this product out to the people who needed it. And I started to believe. Then, of course, he told me that the product was made from salt and water. And everything kind of started to take on a different light. I started to say, wait a minute, we live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm starting to get a picture for this, right? But still, something bothered me about Virtus. Why would he put his efforts behind this? And so I remember having several discussions, and Virtus said, listen, Justin, you just got to take the product home, try it for yourself. Now, you guys have to realize, I'm a young, healthy guy at this point. I've been traveling all over the world. My father gave me every single product you can possibly imagine growing up. I hated it. But I took these things because I love my dad, right? And he wanted me to be healthy. So I remember drinking things that looked like my dad had just cut the grass and stirred it up with some water and then made me drink it. I remember drinking another black liquid that tasted like jet fuel. And I took all of these products, but I never had that experience. I'm sure they helped me. I'm sure they were good for me. But I never had this wow moment like, wow, this product is doing something for me. Well, Virtus says, listen, Justin, just take the product home and try it for yourself. I said, Virtus, I would be happy to do that. In fact, thank you. But you got to realize I'm a young, healthy guy. I've been taking natural health supplements my whole life. I'm not going to feel anything. And he said, listen, just try it. Maybe try it while you're working out. He said a few things. So I take the product home. And to make a long story short, I experienced some things on the product that I had never experienced on any other product in my life. And even though I'm going through this, guys, I didn't believe it. I was telling myself, I said, Virtus, I liked Virtus so much that I wanted this to work, and the mind is a powerful thing, and that's probably what happened. I started to share it. I wanted to know. So I started to share it with people I cared about, with people around me. And I'll tell you, in my 13 years up to that point in this industry, I had never seen a response like I received when people started on this product. It was shocking to me. And I'll tell you, I couldn't deny it anymore. So what I did was, you know, in December of 2008, I left a company that I've been with for 13 years, a company that its peak was about $850 million company, one of the fastest growing in the industry at that time, and joined four guys in Salt Lake City, Utah, selling saltwater. And literally, it's been one of the greatest decisions I've ever made in my life. It's literally, I can't even express how this product has affected not only the people I care about, but everybody that I come in contact with. It's just literally been amazing. And of course, now I know that this is not salt water, that there is something much, much more valuable and fundamental to what we are doing. So I'm working with ASEA now for about 8 years. 4 years ago, just over 4 years ago, we started to expand our first big expansion out of the United States into the European market. And for those of you who have been with us for a while, you know our culture is very, very important to us at ASEA. In fact, guys, I have to tell you, having been around the block and interacted in so many different companies, we have something very special and very unique at this company. It's hard to put it to words. But there's a feeling, there's a culture that is very sticky and very real at ASEA. And we did not want to lose that as we moved to the European marketplace. We could have easily just hired somebody and just handed the business over to them. But because this was such a critical and our first really big expansion, the company asked me to take some time to actually move over to Europe and to head up the operation over there. So up until just a few weeks ago, I've been living in the European market in Germany for about 4 years, getting our business established over there, and have just recently returned after that with my family here back to Utah to continue to work with the company on a more global scale. I'll tell you guys, you may catch me saying this time and time again, but I have to tell you, I have never felt a better time to be a part of this great company. We have gone through lots of challenges. You know, we don't hide from those challenges. We face them head on. It's a company, it's a product that's very different that nobody's ever heard of. This technology is still very much in its infancy, and yet it is doing incredible, incredible things for people. We have new products for the skin that are absolutely just as powerful and incredibly useful for people out there, that people need to know about this and learn about this story. And when you have something like we have, it creates an absolutely enormous opportunity. As I've worked with literally individuals, guys, I started in living rooms in Salt Lake City, Utah, literally driving within 60, 70 miles of our home office in the beginning, meeting in living rooms, talking about this technology, to now having been all over Europe, now we're in Australia, all over the United States, and I've watched this happen from the very beginning. This opportunity is very real, and I have seen people's lives changed, not only from the product, but from what this opportunity has given them. I think sometimes we're a little bit afraid to talk about the business side of this company. If you're standing in front of me, I'll tell you, there is no reason to be afraid to talk about this opportunity. The opportunity that network marketing offers people today is unlike any opportunity on the planet. It meets you exactly where you are right now and can take you literally anywhere you want to go. I am living, breathing proof of that fact. My father started in a small town, and literally the experiences and the life that he has been able to give our family from this industry, he could not have had any other way. When he was later in his life, he was in a wheelchair. He couldn't travel anymore. There is nobody that would have given him a job at the level that he was able to earn in this industry, and yet this industry gave him that opportunity. I believe in it from the heart, and when it's done right and when people have integrity and really share an opportunity of value with other people, there is nothing better. And I believe we've got to tell that story and get it out there. The product changed lives, the business changes lives, and there is no better way to do it than with this great company. ASEA is expanding and growing. We've kind of gone through that early stage where the company is still trying to figure itself out and going through lots of challenges. We still have challenges today, but we know the product works. We have a system. We have lots of things in place that can help you to be successful, and that is only getting better every single day. So if you're still kind of sitting here and still kind of asking yourself whether this can become a reality for you, I got to tell you, just jump in. Jump in with both feet like my friend Terry did, and you'll start to see the impact that you will make in the lives of other people and in your own life as well. I love ASEA, guys. I love what this company represents. I really consider it a great honor to be involved with great people like you, and can't wait to continue to see what the future holds. It's very, very bright, and you're in the right place at the right time.
Justin, quick question. Did you come from also the company where Karen came from also?
Nope, different company.
Okay,
altogether.
I thought so when you said those numbers. I said okay. Well, you've been in this industry for a while, and of course you know it's kind of like a spider web. They're all kind of tied up in some way, shape, or form. You know the history of the industry. You've seen companies come and go. You've seen companies break records. What, outside the product, what makes ASEA different? I mean, what do you see if somebody's looking at this? Because, you know, I've had people ask me, you know, how do you do this, that, and the other? And I'll ask them, why should people join, you know, you and the company? And people say it's the best, they get the best founders, they get the best product, they get the best compensation plan. And that really doesn't separate until people get around the story from any of the company, because they all sound the same. What do you say? I mean, what separates ASEA?
Well, I got to tell you guys, I mean, look, every company has a great story, and I'll be the first to tell you that. I was very much involved in my previous company. It was a great company, great products. There are lots of great products out there, lots of great companies. And certainly every company has its strengths and weaknesses. One thing that, and this is really what was, before I understood what the product was, I joined this company because of Virtus Norton. I was coming from a place, and I think this is very true in network marketing today. I was coming from a place where it was wonderful people. The founders were great people. They were good-hearted folks trying to do the right thing. But they'd never been successful in business to the level that they were at that time. And they started to make bad decisions, and they weren't being strategic. And because of that, it literally affected the entire business over a period of years, which really took them from where they were to a much lower level. They were never able to quite get back to where they were. And that was simply because they were not treating it like a business. Often you have egos that are involved and all these different things, which can cause challenges in a company. The first thing that was so amazing to me about ASEA was, number one, Virtus Norton, his business background, you know, again, running a $37 billion business and bringing that expertise to this industry. He has really brought those same disciplines, those same ethics and values from the very beginning, and it has really attracted great people like Chuck Funke and Jerem Webb and Karen Riley and the team that we have today. It's not about ego. It's about building the business and building something long-term that we can all be a part of. We work together as a team. We work strategically. We work with our field leaders, and it really is a synergy that I haven't seen in any other company. So you take that with all the other things you'd expect, guys. I mean, ASEA is flat out a product that nobody else has and does something that nobody else can do. And you combine that with the type of leadership that we have in place and the culture, the personal growth that you receive when you come to this company, it really sets us apart.
Justin, as we close this call out, where do you see us? I mean, where do you see this going in the next? I like to always share with people. I always tell people, I said, look, guys, this is real. And the best advice I can give you is tell everybody you know about this. Whether or not they do it or not, you want them to understand you're part of this company because it's coming. And it's not really predicated on myself or anybody else, because this is the first time I've known that science is pushing a company with our efforts and to be a part of this, and we really make this thing big. But where do you see this thing, Justin? Where do you see this going?
Well, look, Terry, I mean, we're just, as much success as we've had we're literally just scratching the surface. I mean, you got to realize today we're in North America, which is still, the opportunity is enormous here, in Europe and in Australia. You know, we're going to expand to the world, and the people that are with us now are going to be the people that take us to the world. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong impression in thinking that, that there's not plenty of opportunity right here in our backyard. I'm telling you, I can walk out my door in Utah, walk down the street, and I guarantee maybe 1 out of 10 has even heard of a SEA still, which creates an enormous opportunity. We are literally just scratching the surface. We haven't hit that point where, you know, it's almost like you can't stop it. You can't. The momentum is going so fast that you can't stop it. And that's actually a good thing. It's allowed us to prepare. It's allowed us to get ourselves in place and be ready for it. But I'll tell you, the more and more I start to see where this company's headed, I feel like it's coming, and I feel like it's coming soon. And so we're going to take advantage of some really exciting times here in the very near future. And the company's just going to grow and grow, and we are literally just still in our infancy.
What should and I appreciate that, and I will let you go ahead and close this out. And if you don't mind, as you close this out, if you could hang on and just shut off the recording, and if you're good for maybe a little bit of questions and answers on the back end. We have an Envision conference coming up, one of our larger functions coming up in Dallas, Texas, here September 14th, 15th, and 16th. What should they expect?
Yeah, guys, these events are some of my favorite events. I mean, we have our convention every single year. Our Envision conference really is a partnership with our leaders, where you can come and literally learn from the very best the skills that you need to do to walk out of there the next day and be successful. As if you apply the things that you learn at Envision conference, we've actually seen it. We've watched people come out of those events, and it propels them to success. You've heard it before, where events are where leaders are born. You know, that's kind of a fun little phrase, but I got to tell you, it's true. I mean, you watch it time and time again. So if you come to this event, you're going to hear from the top leaders who have gone before you, from people who are even in the same place you are now, that are having success, and you're going to learn those secrets. There's no better way to get started. And also just to feel and connect with people just like you who are of like mind and have a similar vision. There's something very special about that that sends you home ready to go and just get your business going off to where you want it to be.
And, man, guys, you'll all get to meet Justin Wilson. If you haven't met the old boy, he's kind of a good guy. But, Justin, man, thanks for taking time tonight. I know it's you're past your work hours, and I know you're always burning the candle at both ends, especially now, helping us drive this thing into momentum. And really glad to have you back in the States, and looking forward to working really, really close together. But thanks so much.
My pleasure, Terry. Anytime.
Hold on one second.